All praise is due to Allah, and may Allah raise the rank of our Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his Al and his companions, and to protect his Muslim nation from that which he feared for it. Thereafter, Imam al-Bukhari narrated that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Allah grants one safety from the everlasting torture and hellfire if one testifies that no one is God except Allah, seeking Allah's acceptance. This hadith means that by the will of Allah, one shall not dwell forever in hellfire if one says, no one is God except Allah, while believing in it in his heart. This mercy does not apply to the hypocrite who would utter the testification of faith by his tongue to please the Muslims, while in his heart he refuses Islam, either by doubting in Allah or belying Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The greatest right of Allah upon his slaves is to worship Allah without associating any partner with him. Allah the Exalted forgives all the sins for whomever he willed amongst his Muslim worshippers, that is, those who do not liken Allah to his creations, and clear him from all non-befitting attributes. It is obligatory to believe in Allah and to know about what is necessary to be of his attributes, what is impossible to be of his attributes, and what is permissible to attribute to him. The attributes of Allah that every pubescent and sane Muslim are obligated to know are 13 attributes. They are, number 1, existence, al-wujud. It is obligatory to believe in the existence of Allah. Allah exists without a beginning, without an end, and without a place. Number 2, oneness, al-wahdaniyya. It is obligatory to believe Allah is one without a partner. Allah is one in his self, attributes, and creating, hence Allah has no equal. Number 3, al-qidam. It is obligatory to believe Allah has no beginning to his existence. His attributes also have no beginning. Everything other than Allah has a beginning. Allah is the only one without a beginning. Number 4, everlastingness, al-baqa. It is obligatory to believe Allah is everlasting, that is, his existence does not end. Number 5, non-neediness of others, al-qiyamu bin-nafs, means Allah does not need anything. Number 6, non-resemblance to the creations, al-mukhalafatu lil-hawadith. Allah does not resemble any of his creations, neither in his self, nor in his attributes, nor in his creating. Number 7, power, al-qudrah. It is obligatory to believe Allah is attributed with power. The power of Allah has no beginning and no end. By his power, Allah brings into existence that which is intellectually possible to exist, or annihilates it after its existence. Number 8, will, al-irada. It is obligatory to believe Allah is attributed with will. The will of Allah has no beginning and no end. By his will, Allah specifies that which is intellectually possible with certain attributes rather than others. Number 9, knowledge, al-ilm. It is obligatory to believe Allah is attributed with knowledge. The knowledge of Allah has no beginning and no end. This is an attribute of the self that does not increase, decrease, or develop. Allah knows eternally about his self, his attributes, and what he creates. Nothing is absent from his knowledge. Number 10, life, al-hayah. It is obligatory to believe Allah is attributed with life. The life of Allah also has no beginning and no end. The life of Allah is not like our life. Our life is a combination of body and soul. However, the life of Allah is not. Number 11, hearing, as-sama'. It is obligatory to believe Allah is attributed with hearing. This is an attribute of Allah which also has no beginning and is everlasting. Allah hears all the hearable things. He hears without an ear, without means, and without instruments. Number 12, sight, al-basar. It is obligatory to believe Allah is attributed with sight. The sight of Allah has no beginning and no end. Allah sees all what is seeable without the need of a pupil, instrument, or any other means. And number 13, al-kalam. It is obligatory to believe Allah is attributed with kalam. The kalam of Allah has no beginning and is an everlasting attribute with which Allah orders, forbids, and informs. It is not a letter, nor a sound, nor a language. The Qur'an and the other revealed books are expressions of the eternal kalam of the self of Allah. In the end, we ask Allah to end our life with Islam, to assemble us with the Prophet in the hereafter, and to gather us with the Prophets in the highest levels of paradise. Ameen.